especially as we're using the term internal guidance system, does that dictate that this sense of intuition is transmitted internally, or it's something, an external force, which we can train ourselves to tap into?
I think it's both. I believe, from my experiences and the various people around the world, from indigenous people in South America, literally in the middle of the rainforest, to corporate heads of corporations, CEOs, that all of nature on the planet is already operating into the expansion of this force. I just had to name it something. And I actually got it from another teacher, Abraham Hicks, back long time ago.
The couple in the minivan or whatever you wrote about?
Yeah, in the motorhome. Yeah. Back long time ago, like it was 93, I think, I got a cassette tape of theirs. And that's where I became enamored with this term and this whole energy. And I started practicing it. And from there, I never studied with them, but I went on my own. But what I have seen is that I do believe, like, whales migrate into this sensation, and same with birds, and our seasons are, and what comes up out of the ground, and when the trees lose their leaves. And I know that sounds absurd, but what I've found is that there is literally a flow of universal energy. And if you go back through all the wisdom traditions, you know, whether you call it chi or the Holy Spirit, I mean, you can kundalini energy in Hindu terms, you'll see all these wisdom traditions have this expression of bodily energy and it being connected to a larger life force energy.
Let's talk about the external piece of this then. If there is an external force that is sending us intuitive thoughts or thoughts which we read as intuition, if there is, and in some traditions, you know, those are called angels, right? The thoughts mm-hmm. from the divine that come down to us or come to us without using that kind of preposition. If we have these thoughts, where do they come from? From what does the external part of intuition emanate?
Wow, you have a lot of faith in what I know.
Well, at least what you're willing to consider. It doesn't have to be
really
empirical.
Good question. I could probably just spend the rest of my life trying to figure that one out. I can tell you, for myself, I can tell you what my beliefs are around the voices that I hear.
Right.
And I personally believe in God. I have I'm not super convinced that it's some male figure, but it's a male father figure is my favorite representation. As I live my life and looked at different things and really read and up on Buddhism and Hinduism, and I was raised Christian, and Judaism, and I mean, I really actually love all the wisdom traditions. I do that, but for me, it always came back to God. And I've had it since I was a little girl, the same voice that you're talking about, not in the same way of going and turning off the iron. The voice that I have is giving me information when I've needed to help a friend when I was like 12. You know, there's just something that comes in as the right thing to say to someone, or picking something up for someone. I believe that voice is so important. And part of the reason that I believe in the IGS so much is because it clears the mind chatter so that can come through more. And you can also, when those thoughts come through, that voice comes through, you can feel the expansion, which has it be more of a way of being able to tune into it. The more you tune into it, the more you can hear, the more you hear, the more effective. And that it's really my opinion, for me personally, I like people who are studying this to figure out their own answers. But for me personally, I believe that voice is guiding me to be in a symbiotic alignment with everybody and everything around me. And that we don't have one life purpose. We have hundreds of thousands of life purposes. And that voice and this flow of energy is moving us to be able to achieve them all. And it's, you know, from some kind act that you do to the person that you bank with, out of nowhere, because it's just in your heart to do so, to larger, bigger things that are crucial and important for you to be doing. And there's no hierarchy to our purpose. It all needs to get done, and that voice and this energy is what's supporting us and making that happen and helping us to trust.
You know, you used the word symbiosis. You were talking about that. And I would say that we are in a symbiotic relationship with everybody, whether and what we can learn is greater awareness of that symbiosis, but we can't put it into effect. It's already in effect. It'll either be a good symbiosis or a bad one, depending on how we treat it. You know,
you're
that
we
can't help but be in a symbiotic relationship.
I 100% agree.
And that's kind of, I think that's where some people think that they can effectively enter into the symbiosis. They're there whether they want to admit it or not. It's just they will either be a benefit to it or they will find themselves living in conflict with it. But they'll still be there whether they like it. But and I actually have a very unpaternal image of God. I don't think about, I'm very gender neutral in my images of the divine, because I find sometimes that that's one of those limiting thought patterns. You know, the as much as I love the Renaissance, you know, artistic images of God as this wise old man in flowing robes and all that, I think that sometimes that is hierarchical, because we associate both a kind of a chronology and the age images of that, but also we forget sometimes that, I think, at least in my mind, God stands with us as underdogs. You know, we are in, God is with us in our downtrodden ones. I think there's an old Jewish proverb that says, God is closest to the brokenhearted. And so frequently my images of the divine are as those people in our society who are on the margins, who are furthest from the power positions, not central to them. Isn't that weird? But
yeah, I agree. And like I said, for me, that's just in my, that's my personal, it's not that I believe that, like I said, but I do, for me, the voice, it's for me a fatherly kind of paternal thing, a very loving, caring, protective. And that's just the way it feels for me. Not that that's actually what is. That's my, like right. I said, it's my choice of experience, you know?
Sure. No, I totally get that.
Yeah, because I tried the goddess thing, and I love it. It's wonderful for others, and I can see that it's really interesting. But for me, it was like, I need kind of a big, strong man.
That's interesting.